My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast in the horoscope for the last week of October 2022. So I apologize, this episode is coming in late this week. I lost my phone, and that's been quite a hassle, kind of disrupting my routines and my workflow. But getting back in the flow of things now and have this new moon and solar eclipse energy happening this week, where I just posted a podcast, a meditation to work with those energies you can listen to right here on the podcast. So I'll keep those meditations separate so you can just put them on when you're ready to go into your practice space. Whereas I know most people listening to this are not necessarily in a place where you can practice and listen to the podcast. So as always, you can follow along with the notes for today at quietmindastrology.com, where you get your free birth chart and you can see where these things are affecting you personally. And there's a lot going on in the nakshatra of Swati this week, a lot going on to do with our relationships in the sign of Libra as well. So Monday, October 24th this week, the sun moved into Swati for 13 days. So it's going to affect us all next week as well. Sun is debilitated in Libra, so this brings challenge to our creativity, our leadership ability, and really need to compromise, need to find collaboration and connection in relationships, and not just focus on what you need, but what is best in service to the collective, your partnership, your work relationships, all relational things, family things, and anywhere that you have some sort of role of authority or work with people in authority, finding collaboration, compromise, connection in those dynamics is here to be worked through. Not necessarily easy, and it is a new moon. It is a solar eclipse on Tuesday, October 25th this week. So you might have felt the intensity of that on that day. Is often a time to go into good meditation practices, a good day to go into meditation practices, and to connect to the still, quiet voice within for clarity. As I talked about in the meditation, the spiritual Shakti, the power of Swati, is harvesting. So taking time to reflect on what have you sown, or you've reaped what you've sown, and what seeds did you plant in the past that now have come to fruit. And of course, in the teachings of the Vedas, the Vedic teachings, the Bhagavad Gita, we have the right to the work, to the output, to the creation, to the intention. We do not have the right to the fruits of the labor. So we practice non-attachment and we focus on service. We focus on what feels like we need to express through ourselves, to give, to create, to be of service. But we don't focus on trying to do all that to get some sort of outcome or get some sort of result, because that is what leads to suffering and gripping and grasping and controlling and frustration and disappointment. But if we can receive the gifts, the fruits of our work and our labors and our connections and our seeds that we've planted, we can receive those gifts with humility and grace, not gripping, not grasping, but just receive the abundance of that, the fruit of that labor with grace. Now we can receive that, enjoy it, and celebrate where we are at this point in our journey and create space for what's next. So during this kind of time, it's great to celebrate teachers you've had, give gratitude to people close to you, to give acknowledgement to friends, to colleagues, to people who've influenced you and impacted you, to give acknowledgement and celebration and recognition to those people and to yourself. With the new moon on Tuesday, October 25th, that happened. It is the solar eclipse as well, where it's an intense portal. It's an intense shift of energy where you're going to this whole new phase of life in relationships, this whole new phase in your identity, in who you are in relationships, and the time to celebrate what you've become, what you have done, where you are at this point. And essentially is a way of almost starting over and starting anew, right? You never really start over completely. Like, you have your past experience, you have your past information and knowledge and connections and relationships who have made you who you are. And now you're starting anew of what you're going to be planting seeds of intention for going forward through until the next eclipse in several months. So this is the time to pause, to go within, and hopefully use that meditation practice, not just this Tuesday, but throughout this whole eclipse time, this eclipse season, which is a 6-week cycle. Anytime there's eclipses, it's a 6-week cycle. 2 weeks before the first eclipse, 2 weeks between the eclipses, and then 2 weeks after the second eclipse, where we are in that field of things to work through in those issues and those topics. And then on Wednesday, Mercury went into Libra, and then on Sunday, Mercury goes into Swati Nakshatra within Libra. This time of Mercury going over these old relationship issues, old communication issues in relationship, things that need to be talked about, things that you might have swept under the rug that you can no longer pretend are just hidden, that they need to be addressed, they need to be talked about and communicated through this transit throughout this week and into all of next week as well, because Mercury's in Swati for 8 days starting on Sunday, October 30th. Then on Sunday, October 30th as well, Mars goes retrograde in Gemini. I've talked about this a bit throughout the month, but Mars, the planet of action and warrior energy, of going forward, initiative, drive in the sign of Gemini, which is about using our wit, our charm, our creative thinking, our clever minds to take those actions. So this is great for connecting to your intellect in a new way, of like finding new creative ways of thinking, new ways of expressing yourself, new ways of communicating. If you like to learn languages or go back to learning a language that you were inspired by, this is a great thing to do with this energy. If there are old conversations that need to be had, conflicts to be resolved and addressed, Mars is conflict, Gemini is communication, going back into those things at this time, it's important to go over them, to clear them up, to clear up resentments and residue so that you can move into the next cycle when Mars goes direct later on with more of a blank slate and not carrying old resentments and baggage into the future. So as Mars goes retrograde here, it'll go back to Taurus on November 13th. So it's just going to be in Gemini for a couple weeks. And that is a great time to go back over anything to do with Mars and Gemini issues that you could resolve. Things to do with communications or miscommunications, about things that you wanted to learn, things that created intelligence or insight or interesting awareness for you, like skills that you've learned or things that brought new insight and clarity for you with Gemini energy, to go back over those things. And any actions that need to be taken in business that we need to review, like going back over finances or business plan or business conversations or negotiations, going back over those things over this 2-week time. Then when Mars gets back to Taurus, we'll talk about that next month, but that starts on November 13th. It'll be there for a while where we go back over things to do with our relationships, our finances, and family matters. And also what brings you sort of pleasure and joy and luxury and nourishment in your life with the Mars going back mid-November, which is a good time to go back through with family stuff, potentially if you're in North America, with Thanksgiving and holiday stuff. It tends to be more time with family towards late November for a lot of people. So that's a great time for Mars to be retrograde, where you can go back and resolve and address old things, which sometimes is daunting and not so pleasant, but it can also bring up a lot of closure through working through this cycle, especially because towards the end of the month, next month, Jupiter is going direct. And that is going to be more positive energy for bringing optimism and hope into those issues and those dynamics. So that is our quick look at what's happening this week. And I'll talk about the full November horoscope in the next episode. And I will be announcing a winner of a free 20-minute reading with me live on Zoom. So all you got to do to enter is leave an honest review here on the Apple Podcasts or on Google Reviews. If you search Quiet Mind Astrology, there's now a Google review page. Just leave an honest review and I will pick one person at random to win a free reading and future prizes in the future. So if you don't win this month, you could win in the future. All you got to do is leave an honest review. It helps people find the podcast, helps the podcast grow, and helps me get an opportunity to give back to you, the listeners. And I just also want to quickly say thank you to everyone who submitted in the poll, the survey, about the podcast and gave your feedback. Got some great insights there, and there is still time to vote on that, so I'll have a link in the show notes. If you want to share your feedback of what you'd like to see in the podcast, I'd love to hear. I have some ideas in there, but I'd love to hear what you're most interested in hearing. There is some clear consensus in there, but I'll talk more about that in the future. But very helpful for me, just to kind of know like what's most valuable to you. And I love teaching it all and creating it all. So the main thing I heard is everyone wants more podcasts. So happy to share more podcasts, and great to hear. That's a great problem to have. So I'd be glad to be sharing more podcasts here and help you on your astrology path. And it's my honor and privilege to get to support you. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast.